This episode is brought to you by Curie Briefs, the smartest 3-minute read in medicine. Think of it like mental floss for busy clinicians. Sharp, concise, and clinically relevant. Check it out today at Curie.md. And now, on to the show.
Hi there. Welcome to Curie. I'm Andrew, and on today's episode, what happens when technology meant to help doctors might actually end up hurting patients' wallets? That's the question we're exploring today. AI scribes, tools from companies like Abridge and Ambiance, promise to free doctors from their computers. They listen in on patient visits, automatically draft notes, and even suggest billing codes. And at face value, it sounds like a win-win. Less typing for the physician, more eye contact, and maybe even more accurate charts. But here's the tension. The same technology that saves clinicians time can also drive higher bills. And in a system where costs almost always find their way back to patients, that has some physicians worried. So today, we'll hear directly from doctors about how they see these dynamics playing out. Let's start with the most basic question. These tools are marketed as making us better doctors by taking away the administrative and paperwork burden. But are they really delivering on those value propositions?
I don't think AI scribes make you a better doctor. I think they make you a better biller. I still think eye-to-eye contact and looking at the patient when they're talking to you makes you a better doctor. I don't think you should focus on the computer while you're in the exam room. I think that detracts from your contact with the patient, and I think most patients appreciate the eye-to-eye contact.
That tension between more accurate billing and more human connection runs through nearly every comment we heard. Some doctors see AI scribes mostly as an efficiency tool.
I think AI doesn't make me a better doctor, or at least the AI scribes, but it just makes it easier, it's quicker, and more efficient, and it gets rid of the bad parts of the job.
So maybe it doesn't transform you into a better clinician, but it might free up enough cognitive space to let you be more present. Of course, time isn't the only currency here. These AI scribes are expensive, and the extra detail they capture can translate into bigger bills. Companies say that insurers will foot the cost of these higher prices, but physicians we spoke to weren't so sure.
Insurance companies will raise their premiums and say that they're the ones paying for AI. The hospital will raise their rates and say that they're the ones paying for AI. But in the end, it'll be the patients paying the higher premiums and the higher hospital fees that'll really be the ones paying for the AI.
In my opinion, most of the costs, as detailed above, will in one way or another end up on the patient. I think insurances will fight and lobby to not have to take on any more costs, and inevitably between practitioner and insurance, the person that gets stuck and often disadvantaged is the patient.
Others think the burden may shift depending on the setting.
So I personally think that for the hospital systems, it might be a cost that patients will not have to bear, and the hospital systems will actually absorb, even if insurance don't help, because it may improve in the efficiency of documentation. From a private practice standpoint, it may be the private practitioners who might be absorbing the cost.
That uncertainty, who pays and how, may be the biggest open question. And as one physician reminded us, Even if patients don't see it line itemed on a bill, it still ripples through the system.
You know, it's a good question, and I don't know if anybody actually even knows the answer, but I think ultimately, in the what we consider kind of like the U.S. healthcare system and like what's considered a closed pie model, where total spending is pretty finite and incentivizes, you know, reward volume over value. Usually patients end up bearing the majority of these escalated costs, you know, in the long term, you know, even if you don't immediately see that visible on a single bill. I think insurers, try to push back by scrutinizing claims and reimbursement rates. But I think the same thing with all historical patterns of, you know, any type of tech-driven efficiencies, patients absorb the ripple effects of that over time.
That leads us to the ethical core of this debate. If patients knew AI scribes might mean higher bills, would they accept that trade-off for more accurate notes or more face-to-face time? Most doctors thought this answer was very clear.
I really strongly feel that the patients would not want their visits recorded this way if they were concerned about added cost. I think that there is already kind of a distrust of a lot of the medical system right now, and particularly in regards to kind of costs and hidden fees. And I think that patients would be very hesitant to use this technology if they knew it was going to cost them more.
I think if patients were aware that artificial intelligence scribe would make their visit more important, they would oppose this. They likely want to keep their copay, their coinsurance, as low as possible. They would see no benefit from artificial intelligence scribe. They may also view it as an invasion of their privacy.
If costs would go up, then patients would definitely not want AI scribes to be used, regardless if it would, you know, give doctors the ability to give them more attention. I think cost is the main driving factor. Patients would probably be against that.
But hey, not everyone was so absolute.
I think that many patients probably wouldn't want higher bills, but if AI scribes were able to improve accuracy and reduce errors, and maybe even give them more time with their doctor, some might potentially accept that trade-off. I think the key is transparency. As long as patients know that it could impact their costs and the potential benefits, they can make a decision on whether or not it's worth it.
In my experience, patients want what's best for them and best for their care, and they want to feel heard and valued, and they want that information to be translated properly into the medical record, so people know their story, you know their clinical scenario, and you know their other providers are well versed in what their medical conditions are, and can use that information to, you know, potentially diagnose other conditions or manage their other conditions more efficiently or properly. So the experience I've had is positive. Patients want the correct information in the chart. And I believe that they would be okay with, you know, the potential that, you know, the billing would be increased, just to ensure that there's accurate information about them in the chart.
The question isn't just whether patients would want AI scribes. It's whether they'd even know what's happening and whether they'd trust the explanation if we told them. And here's where the ethical tension comes into focus. On one side, a system that rewards documentation, not necessarily care, and tools like AI scribes promise to capture everything, which means no missed revenue opportunities. But on the other, patients who are already squeezed by premiums, copays, and surprise bills. As one physician put it,
although AI scribes might make it much easier to bill more completely, that seems to help the medical practice more than it helps the patient, especially if it's going to drive up costs for the same visit. anything that would cause a patient to have a higher bill is not going to be, as far as they're concerned, in their best interest, even if it makes billing easier or more complete. It kind of defeats the whole point of why patients would want a cheaper medical care, cheaper bills, cheaper overall expenses, because medical care is already so high at this point in time. So I think they would be resistant to AI.
Do we use AI scribes to even the playing field for clinicians, or are we just feeling an arms race between providers and payers, with patients ultimately stuck in the middle? Now, looking forward, not all voices were pessimistic about AI scribes. Some physicians pointed out real improvements, not just in billing, but in accuracy and even in clinical focus.
I can definitely say that my HPI in history is much more accurate because there were things that the patient told me which are relevant, and I may have forgotten to put in my documentation before I started using this software. Period. The billing advantage is more for my employer, but it does more accurately capture the different things that we talk about.
As a neurologist, AI scribes help me focus more on my patients, especially during complex consults, by reducing the cognitive load of documentation. Yes, they improve billing, but the real value is in reclaiming time for clinical thinking and connection.
These benefits are real, but they don't erase the underlying tension. In a system where money follows codes, better documentation inevitably raises the question, who's really paying? AI scribes were supposed to solve one of medicine's most pressing problems, the paperwork burden. And maybe they do. But as today's voices remind us, technology in healthcare never arrives without trade-offs. Are AI scribes making us better doctors or just better billers? Are they saving time or shifting costs? And ultimately, is the patient better off? I'm not sure anyone knows the answer yet, but what's clear is that this story isn't just about software. It's about trust. Trust between doctors and patients, trust in our health system, and trust in who we believe should carry the cost of progress. This has been Curie. Thanks for listening.